transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
All summer long, I was talking about my garden. For those of us who were on our weekly virtual coffee, we were talking about, I was working on my garden, I was preparing my garden. I wasn't growing anything yet. And I've mentioned before that I have as my hobby, I like to garden. And so all summer long, I've been preparing for this growing season in Florida. It's not so hot anymore. And so a few weeks ago, I finally planted my garden. I planted my tomatoes, I planted my zucchini, etc., 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 my peppers. And every day I go outside and I look and I make sure that this weed is gone over here and this weed is gone over there. And I'm watching and the flowers are starting to blossom. So I'm hoping now the bees will start to come so we can have something to eat from the garden. And this morning's gospel is a beautiful reminder of my time in the garden. Although I very meticulously took one seed and put it in each individual place. In this morning's gospel, the sower comes out and he throws his seed. He casts his seed wherever it lands. Imagine tons of seed going out. I even considered this morning starting my sermon by throwing out confetti into the church. But then I would have had to clean it up, so I didn't do that. But that image of all those seeds being scattered, and on the one hand, we think, what a waste. Because he knew the seed was going to land on the road. Why didn't he, the sower, why didn't he save his seed and only put it where he knew it was going to grow? He knew some was going to land in the rocks where it wasn't going to go properly. He knew some was going to land in the weeds. Why didn't the sower take his seeds and very carefully, like I tried to do, put it only into the good soil? And that's because in this morning's gospel, the sower is God. And when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to God sowing his seed for everyone, he doesn't limit who gets his seed. He doesn't worry about just sending his message to this one person over here. He sends his message of hope to the entire world, as if he takes fistfuls of seeds and just throws it out there, and whatever it lays down, it lays down. That's how much God loves us. God continuously, season after season, year after year, continues to throw out his seed for us. And we have to wonder, who are we in this morning's gospel? Are we those on the road where our hearts are so hardened that when we hear the Word of God, it gets taken away from our heart before it even has an opportunity to germinate in our hearts? Are we the ones in the rocks? We accept the word. Yay, that was a wonderful liturgy. But by Monday morning, we've already forgotten it. Are we those living in the weeds and the thorns, where the seed comes, it germinates, it begins to grow, But then all of the facerias, all of the difficulties in life, and all of the temptations, and all of the burdens in life tend to choke out that plant, and it withers and dies, and nothing comes to fruit. If you think about gardening and farming, there's a lot more bad soil than good soil, eh? If you think about it, there's a lot more roads, there's a lot more rocks, there's a lot more weeds. It seems, if we're being honest with ourselves, there's much less fertile soil for the seed to germinate. And so, chances are, we are not the fertile soil. We like to think we are. We like to think we listen to the Word of God, and then it comes and it germinates and it grows and it bears fruit a hundredfold, as the gospel says. We'd like to think that is the condition of our heart. But then chances are we're not being honest with ourselves. Because the chances are better that our heart is at least in the weeds. Because when we go out these doors today, we're going to be constantly confronted with temptation and sin and all of the other burdens of life. And they're going to come at us from all directions. And it's going to try and choke the seed that is nurturing in our hearts. If we're honest with ourselves, we are one of these three. Some of us may even be on the road where we sit into the church and we hear the gospel and we hear the hymns and we leave having not really paid attention to what was going on. I know that these are not popular things to say, but sometimes the gospel has to convict us. Sometimes the gospel has to go in like we have to with our garden and begin pulling out the things that are causing the garden not to grow. Sometimes in our lives, the gospel has to go in, even if it's with a shovel, and dig big whole sections of the garden out to make room for good soil. This is how we need to hear the gospel this morning, my brothers and sisters. The seed has been given to us by God. Our responsibility is to honestly understand the condition of our heart and to prepare the best we can to improve the condition of our heart so that it can accept Christ, so that it can accept the seed, and so the seed can germinate and bear fruit. And so if you're sitting here today and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I really do have a lot of things distracting me in life from God. You've made a good assessment. Don't beat yourself up about it. Because today's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not a gospel of condemnation, but a gospel of new hope and new opportunities. Because we know that if yesterday we were the weeds and we missed the opportunity to hear the gospel and have it take fruit, today Christ spreads the seed again and gives us another chance to prepare our hearts to hear this, to hear the Word of God. Every time that we lean toward the poor soil, God gives us another chance, and He comes back again season after season, year after year, and casts out the Word of God for us to hear. And for those of you who are the good soil today, bravos us, congratulations, but your work does not end today, because if you leave the soil untended, if you think just because it's good soil today, it will be good soil tomorrow and the next year, then you're going to have a rude awakening. Because the weeds are always blowing. The seeds of the thorns are always looking for some place to take root. And even if we are the good soil in this morning's gospel, we have to continuously go out early in the morning and pluck the bad weeds out so they don't take over the good soil. Because before you know it, it'll be covered in weeds and the seed won't be able to grow. And we'll have to start all over again. And just when that time comes, God's going to come again with the seed and start all over again. Do you see that great message of hope? We have a fresh start. All we have to do is be honest with ourselves, figure out where our hearts lie, so that we can go and receive God's seed. Let's start plucking the weeds. Let's start pruning the thorns. Let's start breaking up the path in our hearts so all of us together can grow and multiply and produce fruit 100-fold for the glory of God. That is the message of the sower. God wants us to produce. He's given us the seeds. Now it's our opportunity to work the soil of our hearts to produce for Him. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.